What is that, somebody's air conditioner? What are you, fucking nuts? It's goddamn gorgeous out. Fucking people are weird. Fuck. I seem to turn the computer off with a list of bullshit that was on it. I wasn't going to do this at all, but... bitten shit all over Bean's thread that I felt it was. The nice thing to do. The right thing to do. Whatever. Youth in the phone. Oh, don't. No, fuck your goddamn fucking application. I hate you. Going through questions. There it is. Oh, look, it's got a little picture at the top in the application. Oh, how cute. Fuck you, Reddit. I had to think about it before, because, like, I don't even know. So I'm going to do them backwards, because I'll save the best song of them all for the last. A song by an artist with a voice you love. There shouldn't be that much pause there. Pause air? Pause air. Dead air, man. I was once accused of saying I don't know to everything because I used that to buy time. I don't know the name of the song, but I'll take anything by Dead Can Dance. But the woman especially, Lisa Gerrard. God, what is that song, Savion? I cried when she sang it. So there you go. A song that reminds you of yourself. Why am I all jittery? As I just got high. You know, somebody once told me that the song Let Love In Part 2 by Nick Cave reminds them of me. Which is depressing because it's a song about, like, being molested as a little kid, so I don't know what that says. But I gotta pick one about me, so, Yeah. The Amorous Humphrey Plug, which is by Scott Walker, but not his version. It's the Chris Connolly version, which, like, I heard when I was, like, 17. And, like, I had bought this fucking album. Like, Chris Connolly's got a solo album. It's going to be fucking awesome. You know, expecting it was going to be more of the fucking, like, you know, Wax Trax fucking Chris Connolly fucking screaming in my fucking face. And it wasn't at all. And as you went through the album, which is... actually really good, the first one. Second one is okay, and then I didn't care for a lot of them, but it's a shame because I love Chris Connolly. I once offered him my kidney, I believe. You don't want it anymore, Chris. Anyhow, one of these songs is like the slow piano ballad. It's about as far away from you can get from... I was totally chill. I edited a cough out. Let's carry on. If I were chill, I would edit the coughs out, but I bet you I don't give a flying fuck. I do. I do give a flying fuck. I give a flying fuck about each and every one of you. Mostly. Anyhow, let's carry on. About as far as you could get from Ministry is fucking, you know, So What, where he's fucking just screaming at you and it's all going on. And I'm like a fucking, I was like 17, 16-year-old fucking kid. And that goddamn song, like, resonated. I'm like, yeah. Which is funny, because it's about a middle-aged man and some shit, but...
another cough. See? Who loves you, baby?
I do. Wish I had something to drink. Which is funny, because in a way, that song was my fucking goddamn, like, personal fucking jam when I was a kid. Or whatever, you count as when you're 18, teenager. Young adult. And I've grown into that song. So that's my choice for a song that reminds me about me. Not a song about being molested as a child. Ooh, ASMR trash. I'd see what was fucking made when I was born. And there were like three fucking killer choices. You got fucking Autobahn by Kraftwerk. Fuck yeah. And then you had like, yeah, it was fucking nice. I had a fucking Parliament album and a Funkadelic album. And the Parliament album's got Testify, which is my favorite Parliament song, but it's not really a Parliament song. It's a Parliament song. It gets very complicated. Oh my God. So, while I would pick that, that's not the original. And the Parliament version of Testify is fucking good, but the Parliament's version, like I said, through the fucking roof. I also got a Funkadelic album. Not my favorite Funkadelic album, but it does have... Did you hear that? That was my fucking stomach or some shit. Oh, what did it have? Red Hot Mama. Red Hot Mama's a great fucking song. So, there you go. Now you know a year I was born. Congratulations. I totally forgot a whole section of things here. So, part of my reason of removing coughs is I could go back and add them. A song that's a cover by another artist. I do love cover songs. There's like fucking... I love me some cover songs. But... if I need to pick one, it's gotta be... Oh, it's gotta be I Stress Not About. And it's gotta be one of the Lee Hazelwood ones. So, narrows me down to three. And even though it's honest and not as pretty as Summer Wine, which isn't really knowing about, and it's FM Gry. But, whatever. FM Einheit and Gry. I'm going with Sand, because, like, there's this fucking moment in the middle. First of all, it's a duet. Blixa sings with himself and does it perfectly. And so good. But there's just fucking part in the middle where he fucking screams, like fucking, you know, about, you know, those fires high and they smash a fucking window. And it's just, it's fucking perfect. Every part of it is. Was that on the first album I bought from them? No. God. Damn, that's such a good fucking song. One of my favorite 70s songs or groups. I'm just going to pick a group, but I'm going to pick fucking Hawkwind. Because it's motherfucking Hawkwind. Alright. I wonder how long that fucking added to this stupid fucking thing. Seriously, you're at like fucking 9 or 10 minutes in. You're literally still listening to this? How fucking bored are you? Fuck. Anyway, let's go back to your regular scheduled program. Thanks for letting me stop by to correct. Bye. Song moving me forward. I don't really know what that means. Which is like a dick thing to say, but I don't really know. What does that mean? Fuck. Is that the first one I said? I don't know. I hope so. Anyway. What? I don't... like, will move me forward? How? I'm really not trying to be difficult. I have no fucking clue what that means. So, like, I like the start trips with Johnny Cash songs. I like the end trips with Velvet Underground songs. Is that, like, a thing? Like, those, it's, like, moving forward as in, like, fucking actual physical travel? Do I have, like, a meta fucking, like, a mental one? No, I don't. I don't know. I'm sorry. I failed you. I fucking failed you. Please forgive me. You know what song moves me forward? beep 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 do 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 Asuelo Asuelo do 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 beep 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 beep. That fucking song moves me forward. Fuck, do I want to hear that now? A song that makes me sad. See, I could have wrote this shit down. It gets complicated. There's explanations and shit. Not just because I'm high, but. Fuck. Every time I eat, my fucking stomach makes noise, and I'm pretty sure I'm fucking moaning while eating. Which is a shame. Because that's going to be embarrassing. Alright, song makes me sad. Dark Star by Syd Barrett, but not the album version of Dark Star, but the outtake version of Dark Star, often called Wouldn't You Miss Me. There's a difference. They're totally different fucking takes. Same song, just but completely fucking done differently. And Won't You Fucking Miss Me breaks me every time at the end when you know the story of Syd Barrett, which is a tragic one, and you just fucking hear it in his voice, and it's fucking awful. That makes me sad. Makes me happy. You know, I'm going to raise my fucking mood, going the way you wanted me to go, being it was going to fucking lower my mood. PWEization by Poplute itself. Yeah, simple. Easy done. Fuck, how can you not be happy listening to that? Song you want to drive to. Hallelujah by Can. Holy fuck, man. It hits the part where that shit swirls around you and you got all fucking four fucking speakers, whatever you got in your car, just going, oh yeah. Oh, that's sonic fucking heaven. And you got the fucking motoric beat in the background. It's full on fucking kraut rock. It's like fucking. It's like fucking prime kraut rock. It's just fucking. Oh, it's so good. Fuck hell. Fuck, I could drive and listen to that all day long. I probably have in the past. Going to also include a song to have a car accident too, because I had a few of those. I remember the band I was listening to both times. I don't even remember the song I was listening to the second night, which is a shame because I really like it, but I never want to hear it in my fucking car again. But it was Babies on Fire by Brian Eno. So there you go. Song makes me want to dance. I don't dance. I think you knew that answer was coming. But play me some Toots and the Maytals and I'll want to fucking do it because it's fucking catchy as shit. ASMR car. Not ASMR throat clearing. A song that needs to be played loud. Shit. I eat this piece of orange and drag it out. And this one too. Fuck. Play it loud. I play everything loud. Go, this is fucking 12 minutes. Fuck my face. I play everything loud because I'm fucking deaf. So I don't know what dude deserves to be loud. But I would really, I don't know, man. Everything deserves to be loud. Don't make me narrow it down. Everything fucking deserves to be loud. Fuck that. Everything. Star dot star. All. Alpha and Omega, the beginning to the end, alright? A song that reminds you of someone you would rather forget about. That's an easy one. That's Pale Blue Eyes by the Velvet Underground. And my favorite song discovery of 2019. Oh shit, I should have done 2010. Fuck. I'd have to go back and see what the fuck. When was 2010? Fuck, I don't know what it would have been. I was on a Pogues kick then. I knew all the songs. I was on a real Pogues kick back then. What else was I really into? Not sure. It's probably around the time that I got really into sleep and like bought all their old albums, maybe. So that would be my 2010. But you asked about 2019. So I'm just going to have to cheat because the truth is I don't know a single fucking song released in 2019. Not one. Don't know. And I don't care. But I decided that I was going to answer the question as in the best thing discovered in 2019 because... Shit, we are in June, aren't we? That's six. Fuck, halfway through? God damn. But, ASMR trash. But I do have a pick for that one. And that is, Musselman Mussels. I don't know what the name of the guy is. I believe he simply goes by the name D. Shit. Oh, you're going to be so angry when you find out. I don't remember the in Dutch, but, you know, the Musselman. And it's just literally some dude screaming fucking the Musselman. Apparently the Dutch are the weirdest fucking people that they are. And I love you all so fucking much. Ik hou van jou, Nederlands. Ik hou van jou. But, fuck, such an amazing people. But it's like just fucking 4 minutes of some dude singing... I'm the muscle man. Or have you seen the muscle man, the muscle man, the muscle man? Like, you know, like Americans and fucking Brits and the rest of the fucking proper world sings about the muffin man. The man who brings us delightful baked treats in the rest of the world. You know, to the Dutch, he brought fucking goddamn fucking mollusks. But anyway, he just screams the fucking muscle man song in your face for 4 minutes. There's sweaty dudes and fucking women in traditional fucking... Dutch garb, whatever the hell that's called. There's fucking clogs everywhere. I fucking love clogs. God, I wish I was Dutch. And it's all to like that fucking, and I'm going to say it wrong and whatever, to that GABA or GABA. Whatever, you make fun of me for that one later, Dutch people. But for that fucking, like, that stupid fucking hardcore fast techno. And, like, you know, that's it. Greatest fucking song in the world. I discovered that in 2019. That's my fucking answer. This one isn't as sweet as the last one is. That's a bummer. Oh. That's what gross. ASMR spitting out. Ugh. ASMR trash. All right, thanks. Etc. Go home. Bye, click.